भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमस्कारायेषु
प्रायेषु
भद्रेषु
अवद्रेषु नित्यं
भागवत
सेवया
भगवती
उत्तमा
श्लोके
भक्ति
भवति
नैष्ठिकी
नष्टप्रायेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवत्युत्तम
श्लोके
भक्ति
भवति नैष्ठिकी नष्ट प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी नष्ट प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी
Bhagavati unto the personality of Godhead.
Unto the personality of God.
Uttama,
transcendental.
Sloke,
prayers.
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
loving service.
Bhavati,
comes into being. Naishiki,
irrevocable.
Translation. By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and loving service unto the glorious Lord who is praised with transcendental songs is established as an irrevocable fact.
Nasta prayesu avadres. Avadra. We have discussed yesterday, avadrani, or dirty things. This material life means dirty life. People do not understand. They think by nice dress, a nice apartment, and nicely washed body, that is civilization. They do not know that what is the dirty thing which has attacked him, what is the contamination that he does not. Lokasya ajanata. It is said that the fools, rascals, they do not know it. Anartha upasamam sasat bhakti yogam madhukhari lokasya ajanata vidyan chakra satata sanghi. There, anartha, in the name of civilization, we have increased so many unwanted things, unnecessary. This is called anartha. Artha means which is substance, So, just like we can give so many examples, when there was no so-called advancement of civilization, people used to eat on utensils made of silver, gold, at least metal. Now they're using plastic. And still they're proud of advancement of civilization. Actually it is unorthodox, unwanted. At least in 200 years ago in India, there was no industry. I think I am correct. But people were so happy. They did not have to go 200 miles or 500 miles away from home and for earning livelihood. In Europe and America, I see people are going for earning their livelihood by aeroplane, daily passenger. I've seen. From Vancouver, they are coming to Montreal and other places. 500 miles. At least 50 miles one must go. In New York, many people are coming from distant places. Long Island, crossing the seas, then again bus, again. All of them, simply, unnecessary. People, Chanakya Pandit says that who is happy? He says, the man who does not go out of home and who is not a debtor, he is happy. Very simple thing. Who does not go out of home and he is not a debtor, he is happy. So now we see, everyone is out of home and everyone is a great debtor. So how can we be happy? In America, the bank canvasses that you take money, you purchase motor car, you purchase your house, and as soon as you get your salary, you give me, that's all. Finish. You take the card, American, what is called, M card? Yeah.
Bank America.
Bank card, that's how it is. Bankrupt. You see? So you take the card, if you purchase whatever you like, and deposit your money in the bank, then again you are without any money. Simply that card. That's all. So actually, we are creating unorthodox. Unorthodox means unwanted things. So, just a practical example. Anarthavasamam sāsād bhakti yūgam madhukhari. If one is engaged in bhakti yoga practice, devotional service, immediately the anarthas will be diminished, just like our students. Since they have joined this Krishna consciousness movement, they are all Americans, Europeans, they knew how to increase anarthas, unwanted things. It is confirmed. Immediately they are given the cinema bill, the club bill, the intoxication bill, the gambling bill, and so many. And medical bill also. We don't pay very much medical bill. That's a fact. So actually, Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that if one takes to it, immediately he reduces so many rascal unorthodox, which is not required. Does a man die without smoking? It is unorthodox, unnecessary. They are habituated by bad association. Sangha sanjayati kama. Kamat lobha sanja. By bad association, they learn how to smoke, how to gamble, how to eat and this that. In India, so-called gentlemen, they go to hotel to test meat. Cows says how it is tasting. I know personally some friends. So these are unorthodox. Sutta Goswami said that if you want to reduce your unorthodox, which are not wanted, anartha upasamam sasat bhakti yugam madhukhat. If you engage yourself in devotional service of the Lord, then immediately, directly, the anartha will be diminished, which is not required, unnecessary. Anartha upasamam sasat bhakti yugam. Just in America, the government is spending lots of money, millions of dollars, to stop this intoxication habit of the young man, LSD. But they do not know how they can be stopped. The government is so rascal that they do not know. The government means full of rogues and rascals, I tell frankly. They do not know. Here it is a medicine given. And it is practically happening. Anyone who is coming to us, although he was habituated to so many bad habits, immediately. No intoxication. Immediately. But they will not come to patronize this moment. They will pay their officers and spend lavishly for some nonsense program and plan. Is it not? Yes. Here is the medicine. Anartha upasamam sasat bhakti yugam madhukhari. Teach people bhakti yoga. All anartha will be meant to sing you. Anartha same things which are not required. Anartha upasamam sasat bhakti yugam madhukhari. Lokasya ajanatah. But these foolish people, they do not know. Here is the remedy. They won't consult the perfect knowledge, Vedic knowledge. They won't consult. They will manufacture their own way. That this is here. Lokasya ajanatah. Because these fools, they do not know how to get out of these clutches of unwanted things. Therefore, Vidvan, one who knows, Vidvan. Vid means knowledge, and van means one who possesses, Vidvan. The best day, Vidvan, the perfect Vidvan, Lokasya janata vidyan chakre sattva sanghita. Vidvan, best day has made this Srimad Bhagavatam. Take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam and you know perfectly how you can diminish your unwanted things. And the simple process is, as we have already discussed yesterday, that Sinnatham Sapatha Krishna Punnasya Vanakitana Riddhantasya Abhadrani Vidhunati Suhisthata. If you simply hear about Krishna, Krishna is speaking himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Don't malinterpret, simply hear as Arjuna heard it. Sometimes some rascals say that Bhagavad Gita Arjuna heard directly, but we do not find now Krishna. So, how we can hear? Then his words are there. Krishna is not different from his words. He is absolute. If you read Bhagavad Gita as it is, through the disciples' succession, then you are as good as Arjuna, hearing directly from Krishna. There is no difference. But if you play rascal now, this word means this, this word means that, this word means this is rascal. If you play rascal dance, then you will remain a rascal. You will not improve. But if you hear exactly like Arjuna, as Arjuna said, sarva mitam ritang manne, my dear Krishna, whatever you are saying, that is all right. In toto. I don't mean misinterpret. Param, param brahma, param dhamam, pavitram, paramam bhava. This is understanding. You understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. In devotion. Bhaktosi. Krishna instructed Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. He said that this Bhagavad Gita, this yoga system is now lost. Yoga nasta parantapa. Now I shall again begin that yoga through you. Because you are my devotee. Bhaktos, Krishna did not go to find out the Vedantist to teach. The so-called Vedantist. A Vedantist means his devotee. Veda, Veda means knowledge. And Anta means ultimate. So what is the ultimate knowledge? Ultimate knowledge is described. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan maam krubadda. That is ultimate knowledge. After speculating knowledge, life after life, when one comes to the point to surrender unto Krishna, oh, that is real knowledge. That is real knowledge. Unless you come to the point of surrendering unto Krishna, your knowledge is defective. You may advertise yourself as very learned scholar. But we have got simple formula. Our position is very strong and simple. We take the words of Krishna and corroborate with Krishna's words. Now when I see, when we see that one man is not a devotee of Krishna, or he does not surrender to Krishna, immediately taking belonging to the four classes, Duskritina, Mura, Naradhama, Maya, Abhinsagyana, immediately take. It doesn't require much time to test him, what he, because he has no surrender to Krishna, and talks all nonsense. There are so many Gita explainers in our country. Simply talking nonsense, minus Krishna. Bhagavad Gita means minus Krishna. That's right. Such rascals have spoiled the whole country. You see? Everyone is so politicians and this, that, all that. Oh, we are student of Bhagavad Gita. And what do you know about Krishna? Krishna is zero. That's all. This is going on. So, therefore Krishna says, Namāna duskitana mūrā prapadvante narādhama. So we have to hear, if we actually want to diminish our unorthodox, then you must hear Krishna as he is speaking without any interpretation. So, this is the process of diminishing all dirty things within the heart. Sunnatam sapatha Krishna punna savana kirtana riddhantasya. Krishna is riddhantasya within your heart. Vidhunati, he watches all dirty things. Krishna is taking charge of watching your dirty things. Simply by hearing about you, why don't you take this opportunity? What is this nonsense? Krishna simply says, hear about me. Satatam kintarantam mom. Always chanting about me and hearing about me. Simple process. But the rascals will not take. They will make humbugs, jugglery of words. This is meaning, this is meaning, this is meaning. Therefore, they do not advance. The story of anchor. The anchor was not taken, and the whole night they rowed on the boat, and it was where it was there. Now, the next verse is that if we hear about Krishna, from Krishna, Krishna is represented, not from bogusness. According to the Vedic philosophy, if somebody speaks about Bhagavad Gita, but he is not a Vaishnava, Sanatana Goswami had forbidden that don't hear from him, because he will create rascal. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Mayavadi bhasya sunile hoy sarvanash. If you hear about Krishna from an impersonalist so-called Mayavadi, then your future is doomed. Finish. And Sanatana Goswami has said, avaishnava mukhadrinna puto hai kathamritam sabanam nakastam. Avaishnava. Those are not following the principles of Vaishnava behavior. Professional. That is for professional reciters. That is forbidden. Don't hear from them. Now, here it is said, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. It is not said, Saptaham Bhagavata Seva. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Where this Saptaham comes, I do not know. Is Bhagavata such a thing that by hearing one Saptaham, he will understand everything? He cannot understand one word by reading Bhagavata, Saptaham. What to speak of 18,000 verses? The whole Vedic knowledge is there. Nigama kalpatara dhalitam phalamila. What he will understand? This is profession. The real prescription is given here. Nityanga bhagavata seva. Every day or every moment you should remember Bhagavatam. Then, nasta prayasu abhadrisha. Nasta prayasu, the dirty things which are within our heart, that is, the process is going on to wash the dirty things, and the process is hearing about Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness movement is that. That you hear about Krishna patiently and the dirty things within your heart will go out. What is the dirty things? The dirty things is the rajasama bhava. That will be explained. So, by hearing about Krishna, from Krishna or from his devotee, not surprised, not completely finished. The contamination is there. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, apite sudurācāra bhajate māmanannabhā sādhureva samantha. Not surprised. One who has taken to devotional service, hearing about Krishna, he has not become completely perfect, even because due to his past habit, he may do something wrong. Just like one was habituated in smoking, and he has taken initiative, and he has taken to Krishna consciousness, but due to the influence of some friend, he sometimes, suppose he smokes. So, if unconsciously induced by others, he commits some sinful activity, but that is excuse. But if he conscientiously does something, sinful activity, that is not excuse. Krishna says, therefore, that okite sudurācāra bhajate mām ananabhā. If he sticks to the devotional service sincerely, but due to his past habit, he seems that he has committed something wrong. So Krishna says, still he is sadhu. Sadhu deva samanta. Sammak bhavasitāya. Because his faith in Krishna is there. Therefore, he is sadhu. Now one may say that he is not following strictly the rules. But intentionally, if he is doing so, then it is very risky. He will fall down. But by chance, if he does so, the next line says, Kipram bhavati dharmātma. Because he is sticking to Krishna consciousness, he will be again reformed. Kipram, very soon he will be reformed. These are the things are there. Therefore it is said, no stop prayas. Not that completely one becomes perfect. Even prayasu, almost perfect. Still, almost, not that completely. Abhadresu, he's trying to give up all bad, heavy, unwanted things. Nastap prayasu abhadresu. How it is possible? Nittanga bhagavata sevaya. Not sattava bhagavata sevaya, officially. This is karma kandiya. I sit down for one sattava in a year, and then 357 days I do all that. No. Nittanga bhagavata sevaya. One has to serve bhagavata. Bhagavat means this, one who is related with Bhagavan. Bhagavat, from Bhagavat Sabda, from the word Bhagavat, Bhagavat. So, Bhagavat means the Grantha Bhagavat, the book Bhagavat, and the devotee Bhagavat. So, either you read Srimad Bhagavatam, but Srimad Bhagavatam should be released, understood through person Bhagavat. It is recommendation. Sarup Dhamana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary, personal secretary, he chastised one Brahmin. He wrote something wrong. And after all, he gave him advice that if you want to study Bhagavata, then Bhagavata parogya Bhagavata sthane. Try to understand Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee, not from a professional man who is earning his livelihood by reading Bhagavatam. He must be practical Bhagavat. Then you will get it. Sanatana Goswami also say that avaiṣṇava mukhadgīna pūta hari katha amṛtam hari katha amṛta nectar. But still, although it is amṛta, it is not to be received from the mouth of a non-devotee. One must be practical devotee, pure devotee. When he speaks, you should receive Bhagavat. The message of Bhagavata, Bhagavad Gita from him. Avaiṣṇava mukhadgīna pūta hari katha amṛtam śravaṇam na kartam. Do not hear. Reject. Professional readers. Reject immediately. Those who are earning their livelihood by the Bhagavata reading profession, you should immediately reject. This is injunction. Not that, oh, here is Bhagavat. Here is Bhagavat, I must sit down. No. Sanatana Goswami says, no. Sabanam na kartavya. Why? Harikatha, he may be whatever he may be. But he is speaking Bhagavat. What is the harm to hear from him? One can argue like that. No, Sanatana Goswami says, yes. Sarpa-chishta payojatha. Milk is amrita. Nice. But as soon as it is touched by the tongue of a serpent, it is poor. It is poison. Sarpa-chishta payojatha. He has given this very example. Milk is very nice. Undoubted. Everyone will agree. But as soon as it is touched by the leaf of a serpent, you cannot drink. Then it dies. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also warned like that mayavadi bhaskar sunile hoye sarvada. If you hear from a mayavadi who misinterpret things according to your things, so then he will be spoiled. He will not get any benefit. And Sarup Damodar, secretary of Lord Chaitanya, he has also the same thing that Bhagavata Paraya Bhagavata Sthan. Those are practical Bhagavata, life Bhagavata. From them, from him, try to understand Bhagavata. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instruction, his secretary's instruction, and Sanatana Goswami, these are Mahajana. Mahajana Dina Gatasapanta. We have to follow the path of great personalities, not of the fools and rascals. Then you get the result. Satang prasangat mava bija sangita bhavanti vitkanna rasayana katha tad jushanat apabhagva bhatpani asu sadhya bhakti yanukramishadi. This is the process. So, nityanga bhagavata sivaya nasta prayeshu avadreshu. Not even completely, because you cannot approach Krishna in sinful life. Those who are thinking that we are living in Vrindavan and I can do all sinful activities because I am living in Vrindavan, Vrindavan Raja will cure me, will purify me. That's a fact. Yes. But if you go on indulging in some sinful activity, then you will have to live in Vrindavan in like the hogs and monkeys. At least one life you have to spend like that, then you will be pretty far. So why should you waste your time in that way? Dhamma apurat. If one is committing sinful activities in the dham, Vrindavan dham, there is a great offense. Namnad bala jasahi papa buddhi. These are the injunction of the shastras. So, we should be very careful. We should finish our business very quickly. Turnam jateta. Why should we take another risk of becoming hog and live in Vrindavan? Don't take that risk. Not the price of it. Finish all contamination, dirty things, and become completely pure. Because Krishna is param mamma param dhamma pavitram paramam bhava. He is complete pure. Apapa vidyam in the Vishwamitra. Krishna is uncontaminated, complete. Any contaminated thing goes to Krishna. He makes purifier. Just like the gopis. Actually, they approach Krishna in a lusty attitude. But because he has Krishna, they become purifier. It is not that we shall purposefully remain impure and approach Krishna. But the process is that if you regularly hear about Krishna and serve Srimad Bhagavatam or a devotee, then gradually your contaminated things may washed off. Bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naisthiti. The result will be the Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, glorified by uttama sloka, by transcendental prayers, just like Brahma Sangita. This is not ordinary words. All Vedic words, they are not ordinary, mundane words. Just like Hare Krishna mantra. This is not mundane sounds. This is transcendental sounds. Golokera prema dhana hari nama sankirtan. Hari nama sankirtan is not a material sound. Therefore, it is effective. But if you contaminate it, it will not be effective. If you take it, hari nama, purely, without any offense, there are 10 kinds of offenses, then it will act immediately. Immediately, sir. Golokera premodhana harinama sankirtana rotina janmila kanatas. Vishaya vishana le divanisi hiya jale toribare nasoin upa. So this is the upa. If we actually serious to get out of this material classes, then we should hear regularly about Krishna from a pure devotee of Krishna, Nityananda Bhagavata Sevaya. Then, Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naisthiti. Then your firm, steadiness in devotional service will be fixed up. Bhakti is naisthiti. Naisthiti means nobody can push out of it. That is naisthiti, nishtha, firm faith, virabhrata. In ordinary case, in your high faith, if somebody says that why you are, you'll be surprised, this girl, this Saraswati, some boy, said, why you are chanting? This is not very good. She gave her a slap. Let's see, mercy. How firmly she is fixed up, although she is a small child. Bhakti bhavati mercy. Nobody can deviate. A pure devotee of Krishna, he cannot be deviated. He cannot cheat him. No. He'll give you a slap. Nasti, bhavakti, bhavati, nastiti. So, that is required. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi. Tatha shakti, tato bhava. Sadukanamayam prena, pradudhavi bhavatkama. Anartha, when the same things described by Guru Goswami, as it is, said here, nasta prayasu avadrish. This avadra, that's anartha, anartha nivittisya, bhakti. If one takes seriously to bhakti, then the taste is that he has given up all nonsense and unwanted things. Not that he is a bhakta and he is still smoking. He is not a bhakta. He is not a bhakta. That is the taste. So these things have to be noted very carefully and try to associate with devotee, tadero charana sevi bhakta sane bar. Try to serve the superior acharyas, Goswamis, Eishaya Gosai Jar Paramuhi Das. Make a conviction, form determination that we shall follow only the path chalked out by the six Goswamis. Shall not deviate. With this determination, if you go on, then everything is clear and there is no difficulty to become liberated or become a devotee of Krishna. Thank you very much.